Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. There is a lot going on with our economy right now, and it's not just financially. It's also the strain that is being put on our economy when it comes to illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. And it is making the prices of not just goods and services skyrocket, but mostly where people are feeling it the most is in home prices. Now, a couple of days ago, I talked about this warning with you that Americans now need more annual salary than at any other time in the history of this nation to afford a median price home. How much is it up? A staggering amount. I'm going to tell you about that in a moment, but first let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you have a cell phone, get away from woke big mobile. Why? Because at Patriot Mobile, you may not realize what the left is doing with your money every month when you pay your bill. They are giving record donations to Democratic causes, candidates. Now, if you're like me, you don't want your money going to organizations like Planned Parenthood. And that's why you need to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Not only they save you money, but you also get the same great coverage that you're used to. Look, I understand that switching is scary because you don't want to give up your service that you're used to. Well, at Patriot Mobile, they use the same big three carriers that everyone else uses. And that means that you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without supporting the radical left that is coming after you, your faith, and your family. So switch to Patriot Mobile. Switching's easy. They got 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They make it easy to switch. I just added lines the other day, and it didn't take any time at all. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, or you can get a new number if you want to and keep your same cell phone you have right now or upgrade to a new one. Go online to PatriotMobile.com/Ben. 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 Use the promo code Ben. You'll get free activation. That's right, free activation. All right, let's get back to what I was talking about a second ago with home prices and how bad it is in this country. Now, this came out a couple of days ago, that Americans now need an annual salary of more than $110,000 to afford a median price home. Now, it's not just that it's 110. I want you to understand what it was back in 2020. So this is 4 years ago. It was just $75,000. So you're going to have to make basically $40,000 more to afford the same home that you could afford in 2020 when Donald Trump was leaving office. Now, to put it into even more perspective, Jerry Willis, Fox Business, dear friend of mine, gave the report just to give you even more perspective. Listen carefully, because then I have more information about what this is doing to younger home buyers. Listen.
The average home buyer needs to make over $110,000 to afford the average home. A new Bankrate study showing that the required salary to make that purchase has jumped 46% in just 4 years.
Now, let me just hit pause there and ask you this question. How many of you listening have had your salary increase by 46% over the last 4 years? 46%. Now, I know people have gotten raises, okay? I saw a lot of people get raises. I gave raises over the last 4 years, especially when you're trying to get people to work during COVID and things changed. But I don't know anybody that got a 46% raise on average. Now, there's some that did, right? Like, I'm sure there's some of you that are listening right now that you got a promotion. Or you went to work for yourself and things are going well right now and you're making 46% more than you were in 2020. But I'm asking for a whole of the country, how many average workers that work 9-to-5 jobs, that don't own their own business, that are working for someone else, got a 46% raise in the last 4 years? That doesn't happen for the average American. It can happen for maybe 1%, 2%, 3%. I don't know what the number is, but it's not the majority of Americans. And you would need 90% of Americans to average a 46% increase in their salary over the last 4 years. Now, here's the other part that you need to understand. If you look at the average salary to afford a medium home in this country, back in 2020, it was $75,939. That's what you need to make a year to be a homeowner in a median-priced home. In January of this year, you need $110,871 to afford the same home. Now, let's look at home prices, okay? So not only do you need to make 46% more to move into that house, but the average home price is up now 42%. So what is a median? This is middle of the road home. This is kind of home ownership for you and a family, maybe one kid, possibly two. All right. Like as you're growing, this is the middle of the road, medium priced home. Do you know what the number is now in this country? It will now cost you over $400,000 to own that home. Now, that used to be a dream home in the past. Not anymore. That's medium. So it costs now more than ever just to get an average house. And it costs you a salary that had to go up 46% since 2020 to get that average house. Keep listening to what Jerry Willis says.
Home buyers only needed to make $76,000 back in 2020. And the issue, widespread. You now need a six-figure salary to buy the average home in 23 states, including the District of Columbia. 4 years ago, that number was just six. Mortgage rates, of course, have played.
By the way, let's just stop there and dissect that. In January of 2020, there were only six states in America where you need a six-figure salary, meaning $100,001, okay, to afford a medium home. So the majority of America, okay, look at the map. Only six states did you have to make $100,001 or more to afford a medium home price. That number has now skyrocketed from just six states to 23 states in 4 years. That is catastrophic to our economy. Because what that means is people are having to pour more money than ever before into the dream of home ownership. And that means they have less money for other things like goods and services and their kids and private school or whatever it may be, a car, as all the other prices of goods and services have also skyrocketed. That's not all.
Mortgage rates, of course, have played a small role in the bump, but home prices have, by and large, kept pace with the needed salary to buy them. The average home up 42%, sitting at $412,000.
Let me just put that into perspective. I mentioned a moment ago that it cost you $412,227 in February of 2024 to afford a median home right now. Do you know what that number was for the same exact damn home in January of 2020? $290,264. $290,000 is what it cost you for the same home that it would cost you today to buy for $412,000 and change. That is a 42% increase. That is unsustainable. You cannot continue to have houses go up by 42% over a four-year period indefinitely, and there's no way in hell that wages can keep up with that, where you used to have to make $76,000 to afford that home, and now you got to make $110,000 plus just to get into an average home. That's not all. It gets worse.
Now, even though the housing market may be pricing people out, people shouldn't be too quick to think that renting is the solution. Since President Biden took office, rents are up nearly 21%.
So 21% rents are up, because you may say to yourself, well, Ben, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines, right? I had a good friend there renting the other day. They were renting for years and they had a good deal on the rent. They liked the house. They'd made it their own. They probably should have bought the house or bought another house when interest rates were low, but they didn't, right? Because the rent was a good deal and they liked where they live and it felt like home. They got a notice February saying, hey, you got 60 days to move out. And what they found was, is that they now can't even afford the same house that they were renting because it costs so much money, because rent rates have skyrocketed since they signed their lease with someone who basically figured it out. Like, that's what this really boils down to. They figured it out. The guy who has the house is going to do one of two things. Either he's going to raise the rent a lot, which I don't think that's what he's actually doing. I think he's saying, I'm going to cash out because I feel like there's a bubble coming. Okay? Like, I think that's what they're realizing, that there's a bubble. I want my money. If you've got a house that's $200,000 four years ago and you can cash out now and you can put $400,000+ in your pocket, you may say, let's do that. And I'll get out of the rental game for a little bit and cash out for retirement. Just take the $400,000 and invest it, because interest rates are up and you're now getting a lot more for that $400,000 if you invest it in basic money markets. You don't even have to take big risks. In fact, you could take extremely low risks. And this is now where we are in this country because of Bidenomics.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also look to trends when it comes to the economy. And one trend that I want you to know about is where we are with gold prices. Gold right now, as I'm recording this, is up almost 2% alone today at $2,297.50 an ounce. Why is gold up from, I'll give you an example. If you go back to the beginning of October, it was about $1,800 an ounce. Why did it go from $1,800 to $2,297? One simple reason. Because people are afraid of what's happening right now in this country. They're afraid of what's happening with our economy. They're afraid about what's happening with all of these basic issues that I just described. Now, here's another headline for you that I want to give you. And this is a little bit of a contradiction of the last headline that I had for you, but it's one that shows you how quick things even change. And I'm not saying for the better, I'm saying for the worse. Home buyers, this is a headline from Yahoo Finance. Home buyers need to earn 80% more than they did in 2020 to afford a home in today's market. So they're not referring to the median home price anymore. They're saying just overall. Yahoo Finance and Wealth putting this out saying as U.S. housing prices rise, is home ownership still even achievable? That is Yahoo Finance. Listen to what they said on their online show.
Well, for many Americans, home ownership is seeming more and more out of reach. According to new analysis from Zillow, home prices have jumped 42% since 2020, but the average person needs to earn 80% more than they did at that time in order to comfortably afford a home in today's market. So, why are homes becoming less and less affordable? That's the big question. Here with the latest, we've got our very own Molly Moorhead. Molly, what's going on here and why is it so hard to be able to afford a home right now?
Hey, Brad. So in addition to that increase in home prices, which 42% is not nothing, inflation has been on the rise since the pandemic and interest rates have followed. And so that means the cost of financing a home is so much more than it was 4 years ago. If you look at the average rate on a 30-year loan in March of 2020, it was 3.5%. Today, it's around 6.8, 6.9. And so it's this double whammy of higher home prices and higher financing costs.
So what advice do you have for prospective home buyers out there right now?
Yeah, well, it's not easy. This is a tough market, but a couple of things you can do are, number one, watch the Fed. A lot of economists, market watchers think that we still have three interest rate cuts potentially coming this year from the Federal Reserve, and that will help the rate you qualify for on if you apply for a mortgage. And so if you're in a position where you can time your home purchase a little bit, you don't have to buy right now, then watch what happens more broadly with interest rates, because that can help you. Second would be negotiate agent commissions. This was not really in play until very recently with this settlement with the Realtors Association. There was long time been a kind of de facto 6% commission, but now all of that is negotiable. So go into your home purchase ready to negotiate what your agent's going to get paid.
So this is their advice. Yes, home pricing is out of control. You may hope. And you can hope that maybe prices come down. Okay, that's a possibility, is that home prices might come down. Okay, just might come down. They're probably not, but they might. And you should negotiate with your realtor what their commission is, and that might help you. Now, you notice at the beginning of this, they said not only are home prices up 42% since 2020, they say that's because both rates and borrowing costs have skyrocketed. Notice they don't blame the Biden administration's policies for this. They just act like, oh, this is just some random thing that's happening. And I get that. This is Yahoo. They're liberal. All right. But what they did tell you the truth on was, and they didn't go with medium price homes. They just were giving you the overall average. You need to earn 80% more to comfortably afford a home in today's market. Now, why they say comfortably afford? If you want to be maxed out on your budget, it may be less. But if you want to enjoy and retire and save for retirement and have a balanced budget in your home, you literally need to earn 80% more to comfortably afford a home in this market than you did in 2020. That is what this election is going to end up being about, in my opinion. When median home income have only risen 23% over the last 4 years, leaving many people without the running for home ownership. They're saying, hey, most Americans aren't even a candidate now for home ownership. And the ones that are in the homes they're in right now, they're not leaving because the interest rates are so low. They couldn't afford to move even into maybe the same house they have right now if they went and bought the same exact home across the street, because prices are out of control because of inflation and interest rates. In 2020, a household earning $59,000 a year could afford a typical home price at about $240,000. At the time, the income level was less than the U.S. median income of $66,000, meaning more than half of American households had sufficient cash flow to not only purchase a home, but also to plan for retirement and save money. In other words, they were able to purchase a home without overextending their budgets and being locked in a miserable cycle of hell every month coming up short or having to cut things. Today, those same people, just 4 years later, that are shopping for a home, they need their income to go from $59,000 a year to $106,000 to afford the same exact home, because the home price has gone, as I mentioned earlier, from $240,000 to $342,000. That means you've got to earn $47,000 more than you needed to earn in 2020 to afford the same exact house. And that's well above today's average income of $81,000. Now, Zillow is more realistic than the other numbers I was giving you earlier. Zillow's analysis is just saying, hey, this is the truth. This is what's going to happen. And a point of concern is also this, that the banks are saying is, look, barely a handful of major metro areas evaluated were affordable for the majority of the people living there at the median income. The real estate firm defines affordability as spending no more than 30% of your income after offering a 10% down payment, which, by the way, most people now don't have the 10% down payment because that money has disappeared because the cost of goods and services and inflation. Now, a senior analyst at Zillow said it this way: incomes needed to purchase a home are just much, much higher than the typical household income. The increase in cost is pricing out many families that will never get on the housing ladder and will never be able to start even in their starter home because of what we just described. And the fact is, today's typical buyers would be facing a monthly mortgage payment that is 96% higher compared to 2020 levels. So virtually double what you were going to have to spend back then for the same home. So there is the government numbers, and I gave you those earlier, and then there's the reality. And Zillow is saying you need twice as much money now for a payment every month than you did in 2020 in 4 years. So that's 25% increase a year. That's an average payment, by the way, of $2,200 a month with a 10% down payment just to get into what you would describe as basically a starter home. Now, the main difference, they say, is yes, mortgage rates ended January of 2020 at 3.5%, a little lower if you had good credit. So far this year, the rates have hovered between 6.5 to above 7, depending on your credit, but no less than 6.5. And this uptick has made not only the prices of goods and services go up, but it has put would-be buyers in a spot where now they're basically saying, I can't afford it, so now I'm going to rent. So what do you do with renting? I go back to what I mentioned earlier when it comes to the issue of renting. The prices when it comes to renting are also through the roof, which brings me to another issue. You may have noticed now that we have a hell of a lot of people that are squatting in homes, right? A lot of illegal immigrants as well have figured out how to get into the squatting game. That's where you take up residence in a home that you literally don't own. A Florida sheriff, Grady Judge, has said about squatters, he's had enough. And the governor in Florida has said, I've had enough of this as well, changing the legislation and the laws to protect homeowners who have people that are staying in their houses that don't belong there, that aren't paying rent. They're called squatters. It's gotten so bad in this country right now that the White House is having to respond to the squatter issue. Take a listen to this from the White House press secretary.
The White House was pressed on squatters' rights. Watch this, please, Sheriff. Roll it. How worried do Americans need to be about squatters? Homeowners are showing up at places that they own where the locks have been changed. Some squatter has moved in and the homeowner has no rights. Does President Biden think that is right?
So if my understanding is that this is obviously a local issue. We are certainly tracking that issue. The rights of property owners and renters must be protected. And we believe that, ultimately, what needs to happen is the local government needs to make sure that they address this and they take action.
KJP is saying that it's a local issue. I believe you're saying it's a local issue. Would you want the feds to get involved at all?
No, absolutely not. The feds need to take care of the federal issues. They're not doing too good with what they need to be doing, dealing with. So you stay in Washington and you deal with international issues that are really important to us as a nation, and let us take care of the local stuff. That's interesting to me. It is inconceivable to me that any community would allow a squatter to take over someone's homes and tell them they had to go through a civil process. Well, when they go onto your property without permission, that's trespassing, burglary, theft. And all you have to do is man up or woman up as a police administrator and say, go arrest them and put them in jail once you validate the fact that there's no contractual lease agreements or legal agreement to sell. We've done that all along, Stuart.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
As a result, our crime's at a 50-year low.
Excellent. Sheriff Judd, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
This sheriff, by the way, is making it clear, and this is a nationwide problem. I love how Jean-Pierre's like, oh, this is a local issue. We're monitoring it. No, they're not. They're not monitoring this at all. They're not thinking about monitoring this. They don't want to deal with this because they're in favor, I think, of the squatters. They're not coming out condemning it. They're not coming out saying that it's wrong. They're not coming out saying that this is something. You notice they said that, well, that we have to make sure we're on the side of renters' rights. That's a woke liberal agenda, by the way. They always will side on the other side of the people that actually own the house and that are up for all the problems. Okay, like, understand and be clear about that. This is the problem that we have in this country with our government, is they look out for the people that are doing this, doing the wrong, more than they look out for the people that are holding the bag and owning the house. Like that's part of the problem here. And it's incredibly frustrating when you see it this way. It's incredibly frustrating to watch a government that doesn't help you out, that doesn't protect you, that doesn't sit there and say, look, we get it. You own this house. You've got payments, right? Like, when the economy is hurting right now as the way that it is, and it's hurting right now, people don't have a lot of extra income in their pockets. They just don't. They don't have a lot of extra cash in their pocket to sit around for 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or a year and then hire attorneys to get somebody out of their house that had no business being in their house in the first place. That is the issue that we have with all of this. All right. I'm going to keep watching this because I do think this is the issue that Republicans should be talking about heading into this presidential election cycle. It's the economy stupid. It's the economy stupid. It's the economy stupid. And I'm going to keep saying it. It's the economy stupid because that's what it is. Okay. It's the economy stupid. Let me also just say one other thing about this personally. We got a new car recently, and I'm not kidding. It was like exactly what you would expect. And I roll my eyes because it's exactly what you would expect. 2 days after getting the car, a big rock hit the windshield, cracked the windshield. And you're like, are you kidding me? And so I called because I was like, do I want to do insurance on this or just pay cash? And I called to get a couple quotes. And what I found out was, and I had a windshield that was replaced a couple years ago. Within the last 2 years. And what I learned from that, okay, was that, and this was after talking to the people that sell the glass. I was like, I got the quote and I was kind of shocked by it. I really was. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, why is this windshield so expensive? Like, maybe there's something I don't know. I'm assuming there's something unique, or maybe it's because it's a newer car and there's just not that many out there in the road yet. So the price isn't not, you know, it's not down because maybe they're not manufacturing as many replacement windshields for this car yet. So I was like, all right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But like, I got to know. And they're like, dude, inflation.
And they're like, we've seen the average price of windshields since COVID, he said, and with inflation, some of them, he said, more than double, depending on what type of car it is. It is skyrocketing. They're like, people are mad because a lot of them don't have the coverage on their insurance plans for glass because it can save you some money on your insurance. And so it's a way to get your insurance costs down. But they were like, this is the part that's insane, is that we have so many different things that you don't realize until you need it. Like, am I going to shop around for a new windshield? Certainly a little bit. I'm going to do that. I'm going to shop around a little bit. Am I going to Google search and say, hey, here's the car. This is what it is. What's the average cost for this? Yes, I am. And you can see the national average. Like, it's significantly higher than what I was expecting. I would argue it's almost double what I thought it was going to cost me for this windshield. And this is not some like luxury car, just so you understand. This car is a Jeep, okay? That's who the manufacturer is. So I'm not thinking this is some like higher price, unique European car or like a Range Rover windshield that's heated, you know, where it has a little veining through it on the front windshield to melt ice. Like, I get if that's a lot more. This is a basic Jeep that has a basic piece of glass, and it's about double what I thought it was going to cost. And that's where we are now. Like, this is the reality of the situation. Everything is going up. Now, let me also, I want to put something else on your radar screen that I also think is a very important point that needs to be talked about, and it deals with Israel. And I thought I was going to get to this earlier, but I don't want to miss you knowing about this today. For everybody out there in the media and on the left that's demanding a ceasefire, I want you to know where we are on a ceasefire. There is a Israeli airstrike that took place, media not covering this, that took out an Iranian general in Damascus, apparently. The strike killing Mohammed, a top commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, according to a new report out by Reuters, citing a security source in Lebanon. This is a massive victory for Israel, because Iran and this individual in the Iranian National Guard was the one that was funding terrorists directly. Mohammed, the top commander of the Quds Force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, this is their top guy, for Lebanon and Syria, was assassinated in an airstrike on Monday, along with his lieutenant and about five other top officers. This individual is the highest ranking Iranian killed since the current war started. Even higher than another man you may have remembered us talking about, Saeed, who was killed in December, and the Jerusalem Post talked about that. Reuters reporters at the site of this area in Damascus, they said, saw emergency workers clambering atop the rubble of a destroyed building inside the diplomatic compound, adjacent to the main embassy building. Emergency vehicles were parked outside. An Iranian flag hung from a pole in front of the debris. The Syrian foreign minister and interior minister were both spotted at the scene. Initial reports indicated that at least six people were killed in the strike, which targeted the building adjacent to the Iranian consulate, reported to be used as a military command center for the IRGC. Syrian state media said at least six people were killed and several more were injured. Those reports had not been verified by press. That was just the reports coming out from the government there. Now, besides his wide-ranging responsibility for terror on Israel's border, this individual was the highest-level individual for Tehran to be talking directly with Hezbollah. And we know what Hezbollah did to the innocent people in Israel. This means that although Israel has not taken credit, by the way, for this, Iran and Hezbollah are already accusing Jerusalem of, quote, escalating Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies. And they said this could be a huge blow to the prospect of peace. Yeah, I'm going to believe Iran saying they want to be peaceful. I'll pass on that one. Iranian press is also reporting that there was a meeting with leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad at the time of the strike, but these reports have not been independently verified. We also know that he commanded the Quds Forces Unit 18,000, responsible, among other things, for smuggling ammunition and smuggling precision weapons into Lebanon. He had also commanded the IRGC's Air Force and the Imam Hussein Division in the past. Israel, we also know, has long targeted Iranian military installations and those of its proxies in Syria and have been ramping up the strikes in the last few days. This is a victory, by the way, for Israel. This is a victory for freedom. This is a victory that we should all celebrate. And I'm guessing 99.9% of you listening right now did not know this happened on Monday because the media will not tell you about the good that Israel is doing. And this is good. I want to make that very, 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 very clear. Okay? This is good. This is success. This is a victory. All right. As always, please share our podcast anywhere you are on social media. It helps other people find the show. Please write us a 5-star review. That helps us as well, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.